What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCameron today here on the morning show. Hopefully, Sixers can get the number one pick in the draft lottery tonight. And I was just telling you during the break, John, did you see Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce in Philadelphia this weekend?
I didn't realize that you were so
plugged into social
deeply
media.
Immersed.
I'm not deeply immersed. I literally just saw a picture on Twitter.
Oh, man. And what was it like?
It was magical.
Did they seem totally in love?
Well, they were having a big Mother's Day outing with, you know, his mom, I think her mom. I think the Jason and Kylie were there.
Oh, really?
From what I heard, yes.
Okay.
Very cool place right across from Washington Square.
Nice. All right.
Well, this sounds like a great Mother's Day. All together. Man, this is exactly what I had hoped for, don't you think?
What? Why? What was exactly what you'd hoped for?
It sounds so just pristine and idyllic, like this lovely family moment that they shared together.
Yeah.
It just feels right. I mean, I love the fact that the Eagles feel like a family. You know, we get to see Jason and his brother, their family to some degree, and it feels right.
I mentioned that to you right before we came back, and you were just astonished by it.
Well, I'm amazed that you are keeping up with the social media. You're so on top of all of that stuff.
Well, I'm a Swiftie. You didn't know that about me. Oh, that's somebody I couldn't name more than three songs.
I do know that about you. I'm amazed at that. I am not as much. I mean, I think she's very talented, but I don't follow her to the same degree.
Yeah, I don't know the names of her songs. I know her songs, but I don't know the titles.
I've been to multiple Taylor Swift concerts, probably upwards of five.
You've never paid for any of them,
no,
though.
No, I paid for one.
Oh, did you?
I went.
I think that's fine. I think that's good.
I used to be an usher at the Link, so I worked some of her concerts, but then I went with my wife and my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law
to one of her shows. She's incredible. Just really incredibly talented.
Yeah.
And I am a big supporter of the music myself. I don't know it as well as you do.
Okay.
Maybe. It just seems she's very good at what she does.
Yeah, she is.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that Travis is happy and she's happy and Jason is happy and they're all happy.
You want to keep going?
I'm not.
Kylie's happy.
That the children are doing well.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does feel like we are closer than, you know, to that family. Like, we feel like we are invested.
Our realm.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
I'm glad that they
make you so happy. I'm glad that their relationship
I feel
makes
joyous.
You so happy.
When
you
I think
it.
About the Kelce's on Mother's Day, it's very nice.
She's a global superstar, and she's having Mother's Day brunch in Philadelphia. That is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Super cool.
Yeah,
I mean,
let's be
super honest.
Cool. Yeah, definitely. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. In a minute, we will get more into this Bill Belichick situation. We have an update on that. First, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to our buddy Bam. What's up, Bam?
Good morning crew. Hey, Tom Kelly. What's going on?
Hey, Bam.
How you doing? Yeah, all right. So, to my Phillies point, I think we got to win 86 more. I called it when I called John Johnson before he went on vacation before the season started. I said we're going to win 110. We're going to pace for 110.
110.
They're not on pace for 110, Bam. I don't think that's accurate.
I don't think your math is correct.
I don't know. I feel lucky with this team.
How many games are they playing this year?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Nothing. No, it just seems like a lot of games, man. That 110, that's a robust total.
Robust.
I don't think they're that good. They're good. Man. They're not that good.
Yeah, but I'm very optimistic, so.
Yeah, me too. So, well, with you, man.
That's good, Bam.
So, just not that with you.
What's lucky?
What's lucky?
A couple weeks ago, Tom, on your show, you challenged Buzz to a tournament. Hey, how about hey, Buzz, I know you're my little brother, right? I know you can beat Tom in billiards.
Sure. Billiards. It is actually in my DNA.
You're Bam's little brother?
No, I'm not, but you know, he likes to say that.
So what's lucky, Bam?
You know how you start your show with 50 Cent?
Uh-huh.
50 Cent is lucky. He got shot 9 times and still survived.
Okay.
Wow.
Nine
times.
I guess that's lucky.
I guess that
I'm
is.
I'm sure I would call that lucky. Probably wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
Unlucky. I would call getting shot 9 times unlucky.
But if you do survive.
That is true.
Then it does shift to lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what Bam was referring to, you know how Joe and Jack are doing their little, I guess, triathlon of events? I challenged Buzz to a similar style thing on like the undercard. Maybe Buzz and I could play.
We could be the opening act
or something.
Well, yeah, he apparently wants us to
box.
Me and Buzz?
We're gonna box.
I would actually like to box Buzz.
I'm in.
Really?
I'd box Tom.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if that could get sanctioned here.
I think it could get sanctioned.
You think
a boxing match?
We'll talk to the higher ups.
Would you be interested in being the official?
Of course.
Yeah,
I would love that.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know that I'd do a good job, but I'll try. I don't know how to officiate a boxing match, but I mean, I've gone to them. I've watched them. I can try to be safe for you guys.
What do you think, Buzz?
I would love that.
I'm down.
Mix it up a little bit.
We can be we're the opening
act.
You're
the undercard
exactly.
For DeCamera and Jack.
Yeah.
If it ever happens.
So, yeah. So before we set up a ring.
I guess so. Yeah.
Next to the.
Typically where boxing's held.
Field.
Yeah.
We're talking about, like, we're going to the baseball
diamond.
I get it,
yeah. Well, why not?
I mean, I guess you guys could just fight wherever we are.
Tom can finally get in a fight, yeah,
John,
after all that.
John's saying, we're just fight right now. John wants us to just fight
right now.
Just
live on the air?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think it would be a funny bit.
I like the idea.
I can tell.
So, I mean, it's hard to box.
You really like
it's very
you really
tiring.
Like violence, don't you?
I do a lot.
I can tell.
I do.
Why he's a fullback?
That was very creepy the way he said that.
I do
a lot.
Well, I mean, it really is fun the part that part of sports.
Yeah.
You
played
it too.
A very violent position.
Yeah, so that we all like it.
Adds up. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But did want to get to Bill Belichick. Because Bill Belichick, did you see him this weekend? He was at the Miss Maine pageant.
Wow.
And he was sitting next to Jordan, his
Jordan.
Girlfriend's Jordan?
Apparently it's Jordan.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's what
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know it either. It's kind of dumb. We'll just call her Jordan.
He was sitting next to her dad watching her perform in this pageant. Very
Does
odd
Bill
kind
call
of
her Jordan?
I don't
like
know.
That?
I don't know what he calls her, to be honest with
his future father-in-law, who's 30 years younger than he is. Yeah.
It's an odd picture. But anyway.
So she was competing in the...
I think so. Either she made a speech, I know that.
Or she was there
an inspirational speech.
No, she was competing in it. She finished runner-up last time, and this time she finished like in third place.
Okay.
She was not pleased.
So she I can imagine not. And apparently she's causing like all sorts of issues down at North Carolina to the point where she's apparently been banned from the facility. Here's
Incredible.
Pablo Torre last week on his podcast talking about Bill Belichick's girlfriend Jordan and the what he's found out about her standing in North Carolina.
In the final 30 seconds, what do you think is next in this story?
I think you're going to see people push back on the reporting out of North Carolina that I've said, which is that there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
There was a power struggle in which the adults had to intervene. I think there will be disagreement about that. And I think that what is happening to my phone will continue to happen, which is that it will continue to melt. I signed up for this. I get it. Aggregation interviews like this are all great. I hope people listen to the episode. But I can tell you that everybody who's dealt with Jordan Hudson, and one person said, quote, she is the worst person I've ever dealt with on earth, and I have dealt with actual sociopaths. I'm not saying that that is everybody. I'm just saying this story, Dan, is extreme, and there's a lot, including injectable erectile dysfunction drugs, as just a brief tease for what else we had to find out.
Nice tease there. Great to talk to you.
That was Pablo.
As I always dreamed, Dan. As yes, I always dreamed.
Of course.
That was him on Dan Patrick's show. This is reacting to his reporting that she's been banned by North Carolina.
Which they've pushed back on, and I think, you know, I mean, listen, has she kind of stepped out of her lane a little bit? But I think comparing her to a sociopath is a little much.
The worst person they've ever met in their life?
She probably comes across, she's pushy. It certainly seems that way. But, I mean, I think that's a little over the top.
Does this whole situation, like, in some ways, I don't know, like, tarnish his legacy? It's
of course.
It's really weird. Like, the whole for this to be, like, the exclamation point on Bill Belichick's career is just, it's bizarre. I don't know what else to say about it.
I can't imagine being a player at North Carolina and going through spring. It's spring ball.
Right.
You know, like, this is supposed to be practice time. You've got like 15 practices to get it right. And you've got Jordan on the field inserting herself into the huddle. We saw the video of her interrupting practice, and now they've had to put their foot down at North Carolina and ban her. I can't imagine being a parent of those athletes. I can't imagine what I would do if I saw this at the school my son was supposed to be focusing on his studies and athletics in. This is deviant.
Well, I gotta give credit to Al, because Al called this like right when this relationship started. He's like, I would not hire him. If I'm an NFL team, I would not hire him solely based on this. And I said, well, you know, whatever. That's stupid reason not to hire a guy for an NFL job. But I mean, it does seem like this is something like, could
See,
you imagine?
Al knows people.
Yeah.
That's and it's from New England.
Yeah.
Al knew people.
Like, could you imagine being in an NFL locker room with this going on?
No. And I can't. Pablo Torre mentioned injectable.
Yeah, I don't know what
I don't know
about.
What that was.
That was weird.
What?
I don't know.
Where is this going?
I don't know.
Is the question.
When he got to
if
sociopath
it gets worse,
and that, I started to go, I don't know about Pablo Torre.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest.
Yeah, that was
weird.
That part of it was bizarre, for sure. But without further ado, let's do what we do every day this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours line 215-238 4,500. What do we got today, Buzz?
Once again, Johan Rojas makes a catch that nobody else in the major leagues can make. He's the best defensive center fielder in baseball. You gotta give him credit. ERAs all over the Philadelphia Phillies pitching staff are lower because of him in center field. The time is yours.
He's been a lot better than I thought he would be on the offensive side of things. Some plays defensively. It was a nice
good
catch
play
last night. I've seen him frustratingly miss a lot of plays that I expected him to make, though.
Yeah. But he has been so much better this year,
both offensively and defensively.
Yes, he's been much better at the plate as well. Time's yours, by the way, brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. What's next?
11-3 in their last 14 games, and they just won their first series in Cleveland in 23 years. Don't let this team get hot.
Hey, they're getting hot. And I just think with this rotation especially, they're not going to be a team that loses a ton of games in a row. Like the long losing streaks, I think they're kind of immune to that this year.
Can we please get subtitles on the YouTube feed that give definitions to the words that John Ritchie uses? Thank you. Time's yours.
That's a good idea. Use a lot of big words that I know I don't understand.
Oh, come on.
Smarter people would, but, I'm not that smart.
Yes, you are, Tom.
No, I'm not.
Come on.
John, you're reading it all wrong. Dallas for a home opener? Come on. Who hasn't been wanting to rub Jerry Jones' face in a banner for a quarter century? I know I'm one. I mean, that's about the only thing that would be better than playing the Giants on opening day. Somebody's nose has to be rubbed.
I mean, I do like the fact that it feels like we'll start the year off positively, against that train wreck of a team. It just continues to be disastrous. Everything they do in the offseason, it's exactly how to not run a team.
Yeah. And with that, let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Time's yours. Final read on our Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at shop or at armandchevy.com. And the final read on our Twitter poll question of the day, at WIP Morning Show on Twitter. Are you going to be excited about the Sixers again if they get the number one overall pick in the draft tonight? One more guess, John.
67%.
66.
Wow.
So close. Right. Pablo, last one for what's lucky, Pablo?
Lucky is being able to wake up in the morning and be a 27-year-old, let's say. Just say arbitrage kind of number. And be a Philadelphia Eagles sports fan.
All right, well, there you go. There you go, Pablo. Point. Appreciate it. Good
Golden
one.
So, Eric.
Our nominees today, what's lucky? We have Rabbit's Foot. We have John Ritchie. I forget why he said you were lucky. Bird Poop. Daryl Morey for having a job. Jalen Hurts being drafted by the Eagles. I think basically what it comes down to here, what do you think? The heads up penny, Rabbit's Foot,
like
Bird Poop.
Bird Poop.
Bird poop?
Bird poop means something to me.
Buzz?
Why not? Bird poop.
What about you, Rhea?
Sure.
Bird poop.
Let's go bird poop.
Sounds good.
It
and that
makes
goes
sense.
Heather with bird poop. That is our winner. She gets a pair of tickets to go see Post Malone, Citizens Bank Park, at Philadelphia, PA on May 24th, 2025. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Post Malone, May 24th at Citizens Bank Park. Heather gets a pair of tickets to those. Fun show today. Coming
great
up
job,
next.
Tom.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it, man. Thanks to Buzz for producing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.